This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 101, entitled The MGTOW ARCER, that's A-R-C-E-R, Educational Revolution. Description. This flyer shows how education for the student and the professor is being revolutionized by the MGTOW / ARCERs. That's A-R-C-E-R. ARC stands for After Retirement Career, so ARCERs are After Retirement Careerers, who can devote a substantial portion of their lives to free learning and teaching. Not the flyer itself. The MGTOW / ARCER Education Revolution. Now that millions of men around the world are MGTOWs, men going their own way, refusing to marry, refusing to have kids, and spending their money on themselves, due largely to the toxicity of the divorce courts that have been taken over by the fluffy feminists, many changes in society are now occurring. This flyer talks about a revolution in education that the MGTOW movement is enabling, together with the ongoing revolution in information technology. With millions of men going MGTOW, many are choosing to ARC, that's A-R-C, after retirement careering. That is, they get a good education, get a good well-paid job, work hard for 20 years, live frugally, save and invest heavily, have no kids, are not manslaves to some cursed fluffy parasite, so that they can afford to retire young, and then ARC for the second half of their lives, doing what they love. These MGTOW ARCers now have the possibility to radically change their levels of education, which in time will change the whole education infrastructure and society in general. This revolution can be split into two perspectives, from the point of view of the teachers, the professors, and the students, although the professors are often students themselves. I'll start with the professors, since I'm one myself, who is very interested in the impact of MGTOW and masculism upon society. I've been retired for nearly 6 years now seven. I retired fairly early in life, 62, and have taken up the ARCA lifestyle. That is, I'm an after-retirement careerer, calling myself a globicator, that is, a global educator. I make YouTube lecture course videos in PhD level pure math and math physics to teach students in these subjects at this level from all over the world for free. I also make electronic libraries, e-libraries, of texts in these subjects with links to full content books thanks to Google. I call myself a free prof. I'm free in several senses. I'm free to do whatever I like in front of my whiteboard, talking to my handycam, making videos that I then upload to YouTube for the world to view if people are interested. I can talk as long as I like, about what I like. I can make as many courses about a given topic as I want. I can be as polite and as rude as I like, as PC or PR, that's politically realist, as I like. In other words, I am free as far as content is concerned. I'm also free, that is, costless, as far as the student is concerned. A student who, for example, wants to get a comprehensive course in quantum field theory, QFT, in physics, will be able to go to my website and watch many scores of videos on that topic and teach himself by downloading the textbook from file sharing sites or just using my links to full content books, and can listen to my lectures and watch and learn to his heart's content. I say his because the proportion of women in quantum field theory is negligible. The lectures and the textbook are all free. From the student's perspective, the huge advantage of a video lecture compared to a traditional classroom lecture is that the student can, and in capital letters, rewind. In a classroom lecture, if the student had a late night the night before or daydreams for 2 minutes, he may miss some vital point of the professor's lecture. If a student fails to understand a point in a video lecture, he can simply rewind and listen to the point again and again until he gets it or gives up. I plan to be a globicator for the next 2 decades, actually 3, if I can live long enough. I'll be 70 in 2017, actually, in a couple of months. So I expect to live into my 90s. Well, I'm now hoping to get to 100. Because my father is healthy in 96, now almost 98. And I think I have his longevity genes. As a free proffing globicator, I only have to video a course once, compared to a classroom prof who might give the same damn course 40 times in his conventional non-MGTOW career. If you're a globicator and hungry to learn new stuff, then by giving a course only once, you are then free to video many courses that are new to you. I plan over the next 2 decades or so, actually 3, to make hundreds of courses. So, well, actually, realistically, remember I'm now reading after a year or two from having written these flyers. So, more experience under the bridge. I plan over the next 3 decades to video about 120 YouTube courses, which I think is more realistic. I did the timing, you know, how long does it take to do per course and so forth, and did the math, and it worked out at about 120 over 3 decades. So still a lot of work, a lot of work. So I can cover nearly all the essential topics of PhD level pure math and math physics and put them all under one roof. Students who are interested in these two fields will be able to go to one site and get almost any subtopic they want, but it will take me a long time to build up all these courses. But YouTube lectures are forever, hopefully. So I see myself as creating a legacy for humanity, at least in these two broad fields. I am now much more cynical about YouTube lasting forever, a long time, because YouTube's now starting to censor. And once you start doing that, that's the kiss of death for long-term survivability, because the radical thinkers, the really interesting pioneering thinkers, they will use other platforms other than YouTube, and then YouTube will get the reputation of being rather dull, and then its viewership will go down, and hence the advertisers will notice that, so they will advertise less on YouTube, and then YouTube's income will go down and eventually die. So by censoring, you kill yourself, you stupid fucks, YouTube. Other free profs can do the same in their specialties, so that in time, the entire spectrum of human knowledge can be put online for the world to learn from, and for free, thus revolutionizing education. In contrast, parents often have to pay a fortune, for example, $50,000 a year for an undergraduate education at Harvard, which is an abomination, and is something that free profs like myself are aiming to wipe out. So as a student, as a MGTOW arker, if you love learning just for its own sake, and not only a means to get a well-paid job, then the free profs will provide you with all the material you could possibly absorb in a whole lifetime, and vastly more. If you love learning, you could spend your days learning whatever you love, whatever fascinates you. Personally, I love learning the PhD level material that I make YouTube lecture or video courses about. In fact, making YouTube videos has two main motives for me. One is public, the other is personal. If my YouTube video lectures are any good, then thousands, maybe more in time, of students around the world will get a PhD level education in pure math and math physics for free, and that benefits humanity. It also benefits me, because I love learning this beautiful stuff. I love having that feeling of, oh, wow, when some new knowledge vista opens up to me and makes me see the world differently. I really love that feeling. It makes me feel strongly alive and hungry to learn more. It gives me a frequent and highly desirable high. In parallel with the rise of MGTOW arkers is the information technology revolution. For example, I have an e-reader that is very light, which has enough RAM memory to store many thousands of books and papers that I can take to the park with me. It's the Sony Digital Paper e-reader. I just call it my DP. You can use it to download books and papers from file sharing sites from the internet as you feel the need, that is, in real time. It's a revolutionary device for serious scholars. I use it to create my own private library. I'm able to put over 10,000 books and papers on it, even more than enough for a lifetime's learning. It's an essential part of what I call scholar tech, that is, the tech used by scholars to revolutionise their research and teaching. I have a routine. In the mornings, after I've woken up a bit, I film my lecture video, lecturing in front of my whiteboard that I wrote up the evening night before. So I sleep on the content of the next day's lecturing, which makes for a better lecture. In the afternoons, I take my camp chair and my e-reader, that I usually just call my DP, that is digital paper, the name that Sony has given this product, and study material for future courses, or solve exercises whose solutions I will put into the videos. In the evenings slash nights, I write up the whiteboard for the next morning's video filming, and upload the daily video to YouTube. Now imagine that there are many thousands of free profs like myself, that is ARCAs, MGTOW ARCAs, who supply millions of lecture videos, video courses, for free to the world. Imagine millions of MGTOW ARCA students who are intelligent and want to spend their ARCing lives doing something they feel is worthwhile, who choose to educate themselves to a high level in subjects that are of great benefit to humanity. I don't think anyone will deny that pure math and math physics are profoundly beneficial subjects to humanity. So these MGTOW students study the lecture videos, video courses, and read the textbooks on their e-readers from their own private libraries that they have built up from downloading from file sharing sites, or just click directly on the links I provide to e-libraries with full content books, thanks to Google. They benefit from the lecture videos made by MGTOW ARCA free profs like myself. The net result is that the general educational level of humanity skyrockets. Really smart PhD level people all over the world will be able to educate themselves to the limit of their intellectual capacities. Millions of peasants in third world countries, e.g. China, India, etc., will be able to pull themselves out of their impoverished shitholes and get a really good education. They will get the books for free from the file sharing sites, or my links, direct to Google's full content sites. And they will get the lectures and the knowledge passed on to them from the free profs who spend their arcing lives as globicators. Actually, I'm much more cynical about India now, because I've now learned that the average IQ of Indians is only 85, which makes them as dumb as American blacks. But the Chinese average IQ is 105, so a full 20 IQ points higher than India. So China will thrive in the 21st century, and India will always be trying to catch up. This will have a revolutionary impact on the planet. Suddenly, there will be 70 million intellectuals, that is the top percentile, the top 1% of people in terms of IQ scores, who will become fully educated. They will not have their lives wasted by rotting away on some ox in a paddy field. They will become PhD level students and keep learning all their lives. Education and knowledge will be the main focus of their lives. They will feel ennobled by that. That's how I feel, and I'm sure millions of others will agree with me. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, de Garis, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. Ciao.